You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective podcast. This week on the podcast, I recently did a whole bunch of social media experiments. I'm going to tell you five new things I learned about social media that every single theater maker out there, producer, actor, director, should know. That is coming up next.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Hey, everybody. You're welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. So I think the best way to learn something is just to do it. And a lot of it, like try all sorts of different things. So we've had a little downtime over here at my office. So we've been looking at the plumbing of our business and all the other things that we do. To quote a business mentor of mine who said that to me at the beginning of this pandemic, that this may be a good time for all of us to dig in and look at some of the things we've been doing and how we can make better those systems that we've had in place. The plumbing, right? You don't often get a chance to look inside your walls when you're frankly running a business like we're running shows, which is all about just getting through that week. So we rarely get to look at the plumbing or clean out the garage. That's the other analogy. So one of the things we did was really start to look into social media and test a lot of different strategies. I'm a big believer in looking at what other industries are doing. So I went to some real gurus in the social media space. I took a whole bunch of workshops and seminars and got some private consulting as well about what is working today, what's changed, and what actually will work tomorrow. And then we tried a whole bunch of, you know what, we just tried a whole bunch of stuff. Now, the whole point of this, of course, is to, for me, to get in the trenches, figure out what's working so I can start applying it to my shows. And so you out there can apply it to your shows and your brands as well. If you're a writer, if you're an actor, if you're a director, you're a business, right? You are a product. I know you don't like to think of it that way, but that's what you are, especially today. And these tips that I learned from all these gurus and from just trying a bunch myself, we know are going to have a big impact on the shows when we get those shows back. And also will have a big impact on all of you. So check it out. So here are some things that we learned. The first thing that we learned, okay, is that just because you increase the amount of content you're putting out there, it won't necessarily increase your following, right? We're going to talk a lot about this over the next couple of minutes. But if you say like, oh, I'm going to post three times as much per day, I'm going to get three times as many people to follow me. That is just not how the social media platforms work. And I've heard this again from gurus, and we experimented with it ourselves. Just throwing more content out there does not increase the amount of followers you have. So don't try that. The platforms don't really care about the amount of content you're putting out there. And by platforms, of course, I mean Facebook and Instagram and all that. They care about the quality of content. They care about how your content can help other members of the platform. And by help, by the way, I mean, sure, advice, tips, strategies. Many people have gotten sourdough starter advice, right, from social media. But helping can also just mean make them smile. Make them smile is a big part of how you can help, especially now.
fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
So, and that is the key. Your platforms are about you, of course, right? They're about you. They're featuring you somehow, shape, or form. But if you really want to grow your reach, they can't just be about you. They have to be about your followers, right? So how you can do this, you can help with the right inspirational quote at the right time. We found an amazing amount of success with my morning whiteboard quotes. I'm actually shocked. Those are one of the most successful things that we post on my channels. If you don't follow them, check it out at Instagram, Ken Davenport B-Way. And you can see some of the things we do. You can help people by reminding them of a holiday that's coming up, by giving them sourdough starter advice, or just again, by being downright funny. That is one of the things that gets spread the most. But the takeaway here is that it's not how much you post, it's what you post, okay? The second thing that we learned is that it's not about likes. So if you're like most people, including me, by the way, if you're like most people, you check your likes a lot after you issue a post. How many people have liked this post? How many people have liked that? Many of you have goals, I'm sure. Oh, if I can only get 10 likes, if I can only get 100, if I can get 1,000, well, the fact is you're aiming for the wrong goal post, if you will excuse the pun, which was very intended. The fact is the number of likes is not what platforms like Facebook and Instagram care the most about, even though you do, right? That's what is right in our face, so we're trying to get more of it. But that is no longer what they care most about. What they value the most, anyone know? They value shares. The more your post gets shared by your followers, the more the network will reward you with more views. Likes are actually cheap. Doesn't take much for someone to like your post, the click of a heart, it's all that stuff. It doesn't actually put the person's reputation on the line. But shares are like word of mouth. Word of mouth is the most valuable asset we have, right? It actually is what sells theater tickets. It also what is going to sell your social media content. Okay. Shares are what networks want to encourage. So takeaway here, don't just create content, create very shareable content. Create content that people want to send around to their friends and say, did you see this? Third thing we learned is that it's not just about the number of followers. So this is the other thing that people are after. They're after number of likes, quantity of likes, and they're after quantity of followers. This dates way back to the MySpace days. Everyone was about like, I want as many friends as possible on MySpace, right? So you're probably checking the number of followers you have often as well. How many can I get on Instagram? How many can I get here? And you jump up and down when you get a few, or you can get like down and out if you lose some. Well, look, forget about how many you have and focus on who you have. The truth is it only takes one follower to make the difference for your show, right? The right avid follower can spread so much word of mouth, can share that thing 100 times, right? Same if you're focusing on a career in theater making. It's about who is following you, not just the number of followers. This is especially true in the theater, by the way, because often we make the mistake of like, oh, so-and-so, this happens to producers all the time, by the way. So-and-so has millions and millions of followers. They're going to sell lots of tickets. We don't know where those followers are. Right? This was a big mistake made in when Twitter broke. It was like, oh, so-and-so has so many million Twitter followers. Well, they may be all over the world. They're not within driving distance of a Broadway show, right? They won't be able to buy a ticket tomorrow. We are a geographically required dependent industry, right? Except for the streaming stuff. But we will be again, I should say, geographically dependent. So it's not about number. It's not about number of followers. It's about who your followers are. Where are they from, right? You have to ask yourself what you want from your social media account when you're thinking about who you want to follow you. Do you have a goal? If you're using it to grow your business, which again, maybe performing, maybe directing, or maybe a show itself, you have to focus on who your ideal followers might be and create content just for them. Let's say you're doing a show about Elvis. Well, you better hope that Elvis fans are following you. If you create something super funny and all of a sudden you have a million followers, but 900,000 hate Elvis, what good's the million followers, right? Leave the millions and millions of followers to the Kardashians. Get a few hundred of the right followers instead, and you'll find much more success. Takeaway for this, it's about who, not how many. Fourth takeaway in these five takeaways that every theater maker should know, we want you these days to get engaged. That's right. I'm not talking about getting married, of course, but social media growth is about engagement, right? This podcast is primarily one-way communication, right? My blog is primarily one-way communication. Social media is two-way, right? You want to encourage that two-way conversation. You want more comments, right? You want to engage people. You want to ask questions of the people following you. You want to encourage conversations. This is why controversial posts or posts that ask for your viewers' opinions or their outrages get so much organic traffic on the platforms. The platforms want your passionate opinion on their networks, and they'll send you people who agree and disagree with you as a reward. I've even heard of one Instagram expert. This is such an Instagram hack, by the way. This expert actually puts typos, that's right, the wrong your, puts typos in his posts on purpose so people will comment things like, you use the wrong damn your, or you spelled it wrong, or this and this and that and that, because those comments count. They actually engage their followers, right? That's such a hack. I don't recommend that. I find that may get you a few more followers, but you may also look like you don't know how to spell. Yeah. The point being, and I think most of us in this business, especially if you're a writer, you want to make sure you get things grammatically correct or you spell them correctly. I actually backed into this hack by accident. I didn't mean to do this. There's the big secret. On my first ever TikTok video, where I was appealing to be the producer of Ratatouille the musical, and I pronounced Ratatouille wrong. I said Rat-tat-touille. And you should have, listen, the one thing you don't want to do on TikTok is outrage Gen Z, because they are brutal and they will come after you, right? So I had so many comments, you pronounced it wrong. How dare you? You pronounced it wrong. It's Ratatouille. It's not Ratatouille, you old man, like all that stuff, right? And yet I got so many comments. Maybe that's one of the reasons that sucker racked up almost 2 million views now. But the point is, you want, and the big takeaway here is, don't worry about creating perfect content. Create content that makes people want to comment. Engage your followers, okay? The fifth takeaway from our recent social media experiments is that authenticity is still in. It's still in. If you are going to use social media as a platform to get whatever message you want to get out there into the world, whether it's about theater, or whether it's about politics, or whether it's about making those sourdough starters, authenticity is key. You have to be open. You have to be honest. You have to be you. Again, you don't have to be perfect. And look, if people don't like who you are, that's okay. Let them follow someone else, right? It's not about that. You have to show them what's behind the curtain. You have to show them the real you. That is what people want. You actually have to think of your social media platforms as your own reality show. And we all know that the good stuff on reality shows is not always the quote unquote good stuff, right? You got to show them the bad stuff. Not the edited reality show versions, by the way, right? One of the most viewed posts of mine of all time is not a shot of me winning a Tony Award or me hanging out with some fancy Broadway celebrity. It's of me walking my dog in the winter in my PJs holding a pint of Pinkberry because it had been a very late night trying to get my young infant daughter to go to sleep. I look like a mess. And since we all look like a mess sometimes, people liked it. because they saw themselves in a little bit of it. Everyone's gone through that late night Pinkberry moment, right? The takeaway here being you are the star of your own reality show. Show them all the angles. If you want a specific example of this, take a look at the self-help guru, Rachel Hollis, who had been going after success a number of ways. She burst on the scene really with one Instagram post of herself. Google it. It's a fascinating story and just shows the power of authenticity. Those are five takeaways that we've learned that every theater maker should know, but I'm going to give you a bonus. So a bonus here, sixth takeaway, is that look, a lot of people want, for their shows especially, they want to generate lots of content. Or maybe they're an actor or a voice teacher or someone in the theater that wants to put out tips on how to sing higher or whatever that may be, right? So a lot of people are like posting content as they come up with it. Ooh, I should take a picture of that. Ooh, I should do that. Here's the thing. You don't have to create content as you come up with it, right? You can create content like you make cookies. That's the best analogy that I can use. Also, my wife is very into baking lately. Again, most people are creating this content on the fly, and it's actually very inefficient. To continue with the baking metaphor, you're not going to make one chocolate chip cookie at a time, right? You are going to create a whole batch of them at once. You can make your content for your shows, for yourself, in batches, right? You can take an hour, carve it out of your day, and make a whole ton of content, then spread it out over a specific period of time. Not only will you save time, you'll actually make better content that way because you'll be dedicating time to do it instead of trying to grab the perfect photo in the 15-second window you have before having to go into the dentist or wherever you are, okay? The other metaphor I'll use here, the big takeaway on this bonus number six, learn how to Costco your content. Get it in bulk. And don't forget to tune into next week's episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast. Click subscribe. You will never miss an episode ever again. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.